Yeah, Quetta, African policy analyst, joins me from Washington for his thoughts on the situation there. Mr. Quetta, what is your assessment of the situation there?
I'm afraid that I'm not very optimistic. I think the new leader who shot his way into power, for me, that stands out as a strike against him because, you know, the Africa Union and the various regional bodies have made it clear that they are against leaders coming to power by unconstitutional means, including by war. Secondly, when he has announced this cabinet in which he himself has taken five different portfolios from president to defense minister, so all of that, I'm pretty negative about it. Now, my worry is that to get him to do the right thing, which is probably shorten the time before election, and work with the various different groups, including the remnant of the government that he overthrew. Getting him to do the right thing, I hope, will be made quicker rather than later, and I hope it will not involve more violence. But I'm totally against what he's doing.
And what is there that the African Union can do to settle the situation?
Oh, because, you know, Central African Republic, even though it has a lot of natural resources, number one, in terms of standard of living, it's rather poor, even by African standards. Number two, it is a landlocked country surrounded on all sides by other African countries. Number three, they signed an agreement for dealing with the problems of the country just a couple of months ago. So the region is looking at it with today's summit in Chad. I think that if they can squeeze the government, they can close off the border, they can make sure that they impose sanctions. So I think they have a lot of buttons and pressure points to use. I just hope that one that is violent is not applied very quickly, because as usual, innocent Africans will die.
Indeed. Nia Quetta, African policy analyst from Washington. Thanks for your time there, sir.